Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Digital Equipment Corporation conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, you will need to press the 1 followed by the 4 on your push-button phone. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Nikki Richardson. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Digital's Q2 earnings teleconference. This morning I have with me Bill Stoyle, our Chief Financial Officer, and Brad Allen, our Director of Investor Relations. Bill will give a very short presentation and then the lines will be open for your questions, during which Brad will also be available. As in the past, we will be using smart polling. The operator will give you instructions again before we begin the questions. Our call is scheduled to end promptly at 12:15 Eastern Time. Brad and Jim Chiaffi will be in their office by 1 o'clock if you should have additional questions. The number to call there is 508-493-7182. And now I'd like to ask Bill to begin.
Thank you, Nikki. I want to cover a few points on the quarter and then take your questions. As Bob Palmer said in the press release, we expected revenues to decline somewhat, but we are not satisfied with the level of revenues or the loss for the quarter. While we are basically on track, our recovery is taking longer. We achieved essentially flat operating results compared with the last year, even with a 12% revenue decline, a 5-point deterioration in gross margins, and negative currency translation. Despite the loss in restructuring activity, we generated positive cash flow from operations for the quarter just ended. We ended the quarter with a cash balance of $1.1 billion. For the first half of fiscal year 94, sales declined $735 million, or 10%, versus the first half of fiscal year 93. Losses have been cut more than in half, $1.15 per share versus $2.60 per share last year. The Q2 revenue decline was due principally to continued decreases in VAC systems and associated software and services. Our personal computer business continues to double in units year over year and showed strong double-digit revenue growth. Alpha AXP workstations also continued to show good growth in the quarter. In fact, if we had had more products available in both categories, we could have shipped more this quarter. Alpha today represents 20% of systems revenues. Revenues for products such as storage devices, low-end networking products, printers, and terminals also grew in the quarter. Traditional service maintenance revenues declined as expected, while new off-base maintenance service revenues continued to grow. After adjusting for currency, revenues from our consulting business would have been flat in the quarter and up for the first 6 months. Digital consulting is becoming more selective, focusing on profit rather than growth. Profit margins are improving as a result. Our business in the major economies of Europe and the United States remained weak while we experienced growth in Asia Pacific and Latin America. The effects of foreign currency movements were negative this quarter, similar to the first quarter. We expect negative currency impact throughout the second half of the year, but not as significant as in the first half. Product margins declined compared with the same quarter last year due to lower volumes and revenue mix shifting toward lower-priced, lower-profit products, such as personal computers and workstations. Digital's products and services are priced very competitively. We expect continued product margin pressure and are adjusting our business unit strategies and cost structures accordingly. Given economic uncertainty, product transitions, and competitive pressures, we remain cautious about our outlook for the second half of fiscal 1994. In the quarter just ended, we saw $343 million taken out of research and development and sales, general, and administrative expenses combined, resulting in a 22% decline year over year. For the first 6 months, we have reduced spending in these categories by nearly $700 million compared with the first 6 months of last year. Our restructuring reserve currently stands at $443 million, adequate for our plans for the remainder of this fiscal year. While we did some selective hiring in support of our fast growth PC and storage businesses, overall population declined by 900 people to 87,500 regular employees and 4,800 contract and temporary employees. The total is 92,300 worldwide. As I mentioned previously, we generated slightly positive cash flow from operations, even with the $72 million loss and $161 million used in restructuring, most of it cash. In summary, we remain committed to and confident in our strategy to deliver the best open client server solutions in the industry. We believe we are making substantial progress. As we manage through this transition, our outlook remains confident overall, but cautious in the near term.
Thank you very much, Bill. Wyman, could we start the questions now, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, you will need to press the 1 followed by the 4 on your push-button phone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions will be polled in the order that they are received. If your question has been answered and you wish to decline from the polling process, you may do so by pressing the 1 followed by the 3 on your push-button phone. If you're using a speakerphone today, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. One moment, please, for the first question. Gary McWilliams, please state your company name, followed by your question.
It's Business Week Magazine. Bill, this time in November, you were talking about maintaining the course in terms of the job cutbacks through Q2, but what we're seeing is much slowdown in removing jobs from the total population. Was there an intentional slowdown in that, or was there something else happening here?
Yes, Gary, we had intended to slow down the downsizing of the company this fiscal year versus last fiscal year. And we did some hiring, we had some attrition, and we had some involuntary separations, about 1,400 of those that were offset with some hiring in these businesses that are growing.
Right, one last question. That is, given you said you intend to adjust strategies and cost structure accordingly to the margin pressures, what are you going to do now? I guess would you accelerate those cutbacks?
We're managing the businesses individually, the 6 business units that make up the company, and each of them have revenue and profit goals, population numbers that are part of those plans. We would expect the worldwide population to decline in the second half of this fiscal year. Estimated that we'd end the year somewhere around 85,000. That's probably about where we will be. We don't have an overall company target per se. The targets are by each of the individual business units.
We have the next question, please.
Glenn Rifkin, please state your company name, followed by your question.
This is Glenn Rifkin from the New York Times. I'm just wondering, this revenue decline seems to not be getting stemmed at all. How are you going to stem some of this? Where is the revenue growth going to come from? And also, I heard some rumors that you might be considering spinning off into a separate company, the PC business, for example. I wondered if you could comment on that.
Sure. That is a rumor that is not true. We are not intending to spin off our personal computer business. About half of the revenue decline year over year, second quarter, was related to currency. Much of the rest of it had to do with lower dollar revenues coming from our territories, but our unit growth has been quite substantial. So the revenue growth opportunities that we have are in products like personal computers, workstations, low-end networking products, storage devices, terminals, videos and printers, these kinds of products. The mid-range and high-end mini computer and server business is where we're experiencing the decline primarily on the backside. And we will continue to see the product transition going into the future, people moving over from the VAX to the Alpha platforms, and we also see new business on Alpha that the new customers that the company has previously had as we complete the software programs on the new Alpha platforms. We're seeing growth in workstations. We're working on growing the server business. And, of course, our PC business continues to grow very nicely. We're very pleased with that. And other products like storage devices, terminals, and printers are also showing good growth.
We have the next question.
Liz Gleese, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Yes, hello, good morning. This is Liz Gleese from Bloomberg Business News. I want to just clarify one figure you gave. You said at the end of the year you will end it with about 85,000 employees. I presume that's down from the 87,500 and not the 93, correct?
No, actually, that will be where we should end up in total.
You mean that's down from the 93?
Employees, temporaries, and contract workers all combined.
Right. So what will your full-time workforce be ended with?
Probably something on the order of 83 or 84,000.
84. Okay. And the 900 figure that you gave, is that full-time or combined?
That's combined.
Okay. May I ask my one regular question?
Sure.
Bob had mentioned sometime early in the fall that analysts' expectations for a profit for the full year was reasonable. Do you still feel that way?
Well, it's very difficult to predict. We didn't have a profit for the first half. We have a number of programs in place to increase the company's revenues and profitability. The expense controls that we put in place over the last 18 months are working very well. And we're looking for the growth, and as the U.S. and European economies improve, and as we get farther through this product transition, which is a pretty major product transition, we're the first company in the industry to move over to a 16-bit microprocessor computing architecture, getting all of the applications, all of the support services, all of the training and everything in place is taking us longer. And I think it's going to be hard to predict on a quarter-by-quarter basis how quickly this recovery will occur.
Well, Liz, if I could just clarify, this is Brad Allen. What Bob said specifically was reflecting analyst estimates that are anywhere from break-even to a slight profit.
Mm-hmm. True, but we were in the black for the year.
It was anywhere from break-even to a slight profit. Without taking away from your question, what Bob actually said and what the analyst estimates were was anywhere from break-even, which is not black, to a slight profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, can we refine it a bit and ask if you expect to be profitable in the second half?
Well, let me answer that. Obviously, we're trying to return the company to profitable operation as quickly as we possibly can. We're operating very close to our break-even point. And there is a fair amount of uncertainty associated with the transition that we're going through. So it's very difficult to predict the exact quarter. The loss in quarter two is at the 2% level. It's a lot of money, but on the other hand, it's small compared to what the losses have been in the past. And we're just going to keep plugging away at improving the profitability of the company quarter by quarter. So I hesitate to give you an estimate, because we just have too much uncertainty in the immediate future. But you can rest assured we're going to return to profitability just as quickly as we can.
Thank you.
Could we have the next question, please?
John Wilkie, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Good morning, with the Wall Street Journal. What percentage of system sales in the latest quarter were Alpha systems? And also, by how much did the VAX business decline over that same period?
Approximately 20% of the system sales. It's roughly 10% of our total product sales at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. For where Alpha?
Alpha, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
The VAX business has been declining pretty much as we expected. on a year-over-year quarter. The services VAX base, as well as the products, are declining. Many of those customers moving to the VAX platform, I'm sorry, moving to the Alpha platform, but the VAX platform still offers, particularly the commercial users, a lot of features and functions that are not yet available on Alpha. So we should be, by 3 quarters from now, pretty much all commercial software, and we would expect, therefore, the Alpha revenue to grow faster in relation to VAX as we complete those features. Again, it's fairly difficult to predict that duration or that changeover.
Mm-hmm. And PC sales, can you be specific about their rate of growth?
Yeah, we've doubled that business in the last year, and units have more than doubled. And because of the pricing and the mix of the product, the dollar revenue associated with that is close to double.
And what was the dollar revenue in the quarter that just closed?
Well, our PC business at this point in time is over $1 billion.
On an annual basis?
Yeah.
Can you get any closer to the what it was in the last quarter?
Well, a year ago it was half that size. In the last quarter, we had, on an annual rate, about $1 billion. So take the number and divide it by four, and you'll come close.
Thank you.
Craig Stedman, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Hi, I'm with Computer World. In terms of the transition to Alpha, there are still, you can see customer surveys where the majority of the customers are not committing at this point to migrate to Alpha, that they don't have plans at this point. The reliability ratings, for example, has surveyed in December 100 customers, and then 65% weren't committing to move to Alpha at this point. Does that concern you? And how quickly do you expect to be able to change those figures and get more customers committing to go to Alpha?
Right. The move to Alpha, or the decision to move to Alpha, is largely a software decision. And as we complete moving the software from VAX and other Unix platforms over to Alpha, more and more customers will have confidence in the product. The customers, we just ran a customer survey, and customers were very pleased with the products. I don't know of any major reliability problems at all. And, in fact, the survey said that 75% of the customers were highly satisfied, and 98% of all surveyed would recommend Alpha to other buyers or other users. So I think with Alpha, the transition is pretty much a software issue. We're the first company in the industry to come out with a 64-bit high-performance computing architecture and range of products to support that. And therefore, it has taken us some time. It took some time to get the operating systems all working on Alpha, largely not because of Digital, but because of OSF1 and Microsoft with NT. It took us a little longer to get the operating systems from these companies. Now that we have them, we're working aggressively inside of Digital's engineering organization and with our software application partners to get all of the software we need moved over as quickly as possible. We're in pretty good shape with a technical market, and that's why the workstation is selling very well right now for engineering, science, education, those kinds of things. And we're working on completing the set of applications that are needed in the commercial market for transaction processing, for banking, for manufacturing, those kinds of applications.
Did you say earlier that it could be another 3 quarters before you get that commercial environment?
Before we complete, a lot of the applications are already available. The development tools are all available, and it just takes a while for a combination of Digital and our application partners to move all of the software over.
Right. So you're saying three quarters, meaning by the third quarter of this year, or by the third calendar quarter of 94, or by the fourth quarter of 94?
Well, we had announced delivering symmetric multiprocessing and clustering on Unix in Q1 of fiscal year 95, so in the July, August, September timeframe. And there are field test versions of those products out with developers today, and their software is being ported with field test versions of that software that will be available on a production basis in the first quarter of the next fiscal year. So we have a lot of applications. We have over 2,400 Unix applications on Alpha. We have over 2,400 Open VMS applications, and NT, which has only been in the market since September, at this point we have about 750 applications, and we're moving more and more onto the NT platform every week.
Last question, that 65% figure that Reliability Ratings came up with, you know, at least in their survey for customers not committing to move to Alpha, does that ring true from your perspective, or I mean, do you have any major quibbles with that, those kind of figures?
Well, I'm not sure which survey. There's been several surveys. Yeah. I don't know whether that survey is VAX users or digital customers or customers.
It's VAX users.
One of the things we've done to minimize the impact of this transition is the so-called Alpha Ready VAX program, which allows customers to buy VAX products where they can run all of the software they have today, and through a simple board upgrade at a very low cost, convert that VAX system into an Alpha system when they have all of the software available. So I think one of the things we have to look for in a survey is to what extent are those customers buying VAXes in anticipation of making a decision to switch at a future time when all the software is available. And since this is a fairly easy migration path for them, I would want to see all the details before commenting on the 65%.
Thank you. We have the next question, please.
Michael Cannell, please state your company name, followed by your question.
This is Michael Cannell from the Boston Herald. Good morning. I have a question about the stock price and the valuation that the street and investors are giving to the company. When Bob Palmer took over, he said that that was going to be one of his main goals, to give more value and to push the stock price up. And he cited the slight increase in the stock price in October as being an indication that that the company had made progress, but also as an indication that there was a long way to go. Today, the stock is still trading somewhere near where it was trading 12 to 16 months ago. Is that a discouraging factor? Is that how do you judge that?
I think the way the market prices the stock today is roughly at our book value or close to our book value, and the reason is even though we've dramatically reduced the losses of the company, and we've announced new products, we've announced new business units, brought a lot of new people in, we still are in this transition, and the timing of coming out of the transition and returning to profitability is still on people's minds, our investors as well as our managers and employees at the company. So I think that's why the stock hasn't moved much more than it has. It's a probably reflects people's wait-and-see attitude about how quickly we can get this turnaround completed.
So you would expect to see a pretty good parallel on the street once the turnaround is made?
Yes.
Okay.
I would hope so. Also, we have some management bonuses here at Digital contingent on turning the company's profitability around. So there's plenty of effort going into increasing our revenue, continuing to work on our cost structure, and I think we've made a lot of visible progress there, getting the shareholders a good return on their capital. So I think what Bob said still holds true, that this is our top priority, and we're going to continue to work diligently to turn the company prospects around. It took us a long time to get into this mess. You know, basically 5 years or a lot of quarters, and it's hard to say we could turn it around in one or two quarters. But it's a transition that is going reasonably well. It doesn't match everybody's expectations, but it's going reasonably well, and we're making progress, and we should continue to show progress quarter over quarter, year over year.
Okay, thank you.
Jim Coates, please state your company name, followed by your question.
I work for the Chicago Tribune. I need to touch on two areas very quickly. Can you supply me with a number to compare the current worldwide workforce? I'm looking at my Hoover's Handbook of American Business, which says that in the at the end of the final quarter of 1992, your worldwide workforce was 114,000. Is that a fair number to work from to look at the current 83,000?
Yes, and that included temporary and contract workers as well as the full-time regular employees.
Okay, fine. And the second thing that I needed to understand a little bit, if I could possibly do it, is there a way to compare the PC business that you stated to your Alpha, where you say that Alpha is now 20% of system sales, which is obviously a good sign that Alpha is doing well. Is there a parallel number you could provide for PCs?
PCs is, as I mentioned, a little over $1 billion out of the company's total revenue.
Mm-hmm. So do the arithmetic for me. How does that work out?
It works out to be about 15%.
Thank you. Sorry, but I needed to have your
revenue.
Words. Thanks.
Andrew McCloy, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Yeah, this is Andrew McCloy from the Lawrence Eagle Tribune. What does the future hold for digital service business, particularly at your facilities in Andover, Mass. And Salem, New Hampshire? And are you anticipating any significant employee cutbacks at either of those facilities in the next year?
The prospects for the service business are good. We haven't had there because we focus more on profitability, and we are achieving our profit objectives of operations into both Salem and Andover, and I don't anticipate any major changes there. We're active in servicing our customers. More and more the products are being returned to digital for repair as opposed to being repaired on site. Facilities are both heavily engaged in both warranty and post-warranty service work.
Thank you.
David Bicknell, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Computer Weekly, London. Can you give an indication of your overall performance in Europe and particularly the UK? And what message would you offer to digital customers in Europe who are becoming increasingly concerned about the company's long road to achieving profitability?
Europe has been weak for digital in the last 2 years. And we have a new president in Digital Europe, Vincenzo Damiani, whose announcement was made public in the early part of this month. We have several other new people who have come into the company to help us change our business performance in Europe. We're basically having difficulties in the four large countries and to some extent in the others, but in the big four, including the UK, we would expect as the economy turns around there, and the economists claim that in the latter part of this calendar year or certainly next calendar year, we should start to see a recovery like we are starting to see in the U.S., since half of our business is in Europe, this is very important to us. The other thing is the dollar has strengthened quite dramatically in the last year against European currency. So half of this revenue reduction on a worldwide basis that the company is reporting is due to currency. Strengthening dollar hurts our revenue, helps our expenses a little bit, and has a negative impact on our profits. We're expecting further strengthening of the dollar, although not as dramatic, in the next couple of quarters as it's been in the last two quarters. Europe is a very important market. Digital is heavily committed over there. We do a substantial amount of manufacturing and engineering in Europe, as well as selling products and servicing customers. It's a strategic market for us that we're going to be committed to for the long term. We are committed to for the long term. There's a major international sales and marketing meeting taking place in Brussels as we speak. It's a week-long meeting of all of our territory managers from around the world who are working on improving our sales and marketing coordination and our revenue situation over the next two or three quarters.
Can you tell me, were there any bright spots in Europe other than the increase in PC sales?
Well, we've done reasonably well competitively in Eastern Europe right along. We made an investment there two or three, 4 years ago, which has been paying off. We just won a major contract in Poland with the railroad there. We've been doing business with some very large German companies, Hoechst Chemical and Dietermobil in Germany, and our retail banking business in Europe is doing very well, as well as our workstation business is picking up in Europe. So I think Europe is a geography where open systems have become very important. The Europeans have felt for a long time that they need to have the ability to mix and match the equipment and software of different European and non-European computer companies. And now that we have the kind of open systems products that Europe has required and the customers there have influenced our strategy, we're much better positioned to get back onto a growth trend in Europe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Joel Meyer, please state your company name followed by your question.
Good morning, this is Joel Meyer with DataQuest. Specifically, within your personal computer division, Alpha has grown to what percent in your second quarter of all PCs worldwide?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that question?
Certainly. Of your personal computer unit sales in the most recent quarter, what percent were Alpha-based units?
I don't have that number offhand. We have had some growth in Alpha NT. We only offer NT on the Alpha PC. And to this point, we haven't had a lot of volume from that. Mm-hmm. Although the product is out with software developers, and there has been some interest on the part of large companies, it's still not a significant factor in terms of the overall PC business.
Okay. Furthermore, there was a discussion earlier this morning about your VAC sales, 93 versus 92. Could you quantify that? You talked about the decrease in revenue. If you compare the calendar 93 to calendar 92, is there a percent? Is there something you can quantify that with?
I can't give you an exact percentage or a dollar amount, but the VAX business has declined at a rate that exceeds our ability to offset it with the new Alpha product growth, which is, of course, what we're trying to do.
Certainly.
We do have and will have for a long time to come a healthy VAX business. And the question is, and it's very difficult to predict, at what rate will this changeover occur?
Thank you.
Chris Wilson, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Hello, Chris Wilson from Reuters. I have a question about your professional services division, systems integration. Apparently, it declined in the first quarter, and I'm wondering if you can tell us how it went in the second quarter and also quantify the percentage of revenue that you received from that division.
Yes. Digital consulting business had an increase in revenue in quarter one over the previous year, had a decrease in quarter two versus the prior year, small decrease. It would have been flat if it hadn't have been for the impact of currency on the results. made a conscious decision a year ago to keep that business focused on profitable products. We were growing the revenue fairly substantially, double-digit rates, and we weren't making any money at it. Now we're making a profit, but it isn't growing as fast. We have plans to grow the business profitably.
Thank you.
Terry Shannon, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Good morning. Terry Shannon from Illuminata. I've got a question regarding your DEC OSF1 sales. Have you noticed an increase in the sales of your DEC Unix software and the platforms upon which it runs during the current quarter?
Yes, particularly in technical workstations. That's where the growth in the Alpha business is occurring today, primarily.
Okay, thank you very much.
Craig Stedman, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi, Craig Stedman again from Computer World. Bill, earlier you said that you thought the Alpha transition was primarily a matter of software availability. What about customer concerns just about, you know, the company's ability to get through the transition from a financial perspective? Do you think that's playing a role as well in you know, people sort of taking a wait and see attitude to see, you know, how long it takes the company to return to profitability?
Yes. Well, that's a very good question. Some of the customers are concerned about our financial viability, although when we talk to them about that, we usually set their minds at ease because from a balance sheet point of view, from a cash point of view, Digital is a very strong and healthy company. And we are continuing to make investments in the future. We have a very aggressive capital program. We've made large investments in semiconductor technology and storage technology and capacity to satisfy the demand we're seeing in personal computers and workstations. So when we explain that to our customers, we almost always set their minds at ease. They understand the transition we're going through from a set of products where we had very high gross margins. We didn't have the kind of competition we have now. We could get high gross margins to pay for a lot of support that we offered free, so to speak, to the customers. They know now that Digital's in a business which, on the product side, is much lower margin and where we have to be much more competitive on a pricing point of view. And we've taken all those services that we used to bundle in our system revenues or system prices, and we've unbundled those and offered them in the form of maintenance services and consulting services. They're all aimed at the customer and what the customer's needs are. And I think for the most part, people are comfortable that Digital will be around for the long term and we'll get through this transition in time.
Do you think that you need to get back to, you know, both to get the software out there, but also to get back to a profitable, you know, position before Alpha will really take off? Or do you think that the profitability isn't that important, that it is more the software?
Well, profitability is important, that it's
sure
a factor. People like to buy from a company that's growing and making money, but the product technology, which has gotten very good reviews from customers, from industry analysts, most of our competitors now have announced that they're going to bring 64-bit microprocessors to the market, that they're a year or two or 3 years away from their first products. So the concept of an advanced microprocessor being sold into the market at everything from the desktop to the computer center and so forth is very much on the minds of our customers. And the question is, when do they make the change to go into the next generation of computing and networking, multimedia, et cetera, where you need this kind of power? And so there is a reluctance with a new architecture until the applications are all in place and until the more conservative customers see products in use and stable, they tend not to commit. A lot of them tend not to commit early on in a new product cycle. And we expected that. And we also expected the turnaround of the company to take 2 or 3 years, that we wouldn't be able to finish it in two or three quarters.
Yeah. And last question on the workstation.
I'm sorry, we're getting very close to the end of the telecom.
I just wanted to ask if you think with the workstation pickup that you do you think that you're gaining any market share back there or
customers that we haven't been able to sell workstations to against competition in a long time. Companies like Lawrence Livermore or the government lab Lawrence Livermore is a good example of that, where they're going to take their VMS software, run it on Alpha, and then eventually they're going to move it over to Unix, the Unix operating system running on Alpha. That's one example. There are Scott Paper, Dow Chemical, Toys R Us, Queensland Electricity, a large public utility in the UK. There are many, many examples of customers who are committing and taking Alpha AXP running Unix, OSF1, where we're winning competitively against the workstation companies and the server companies who are offering Unix today, where up until recently we weren't all that competitive. We're winning this business, and it's encouraging, and we're going to build on it as fast as we can.
Thanks.
I think that has to be the last question, because Bill has another commitment. Brad has 3 points he'd like to leave you with.
Thank you, Nikki. I just wanted to reemphasize, as I hope you've gathered from looking at our results and listening to Bill, that we continue to move very aggressively in the direction that the market's moving, the high-volume, lower-margin client systems. We've shown strong growth both in dollars and in units in our personal computers and in our Unix workstation business. Most of those Unix workstations are Alphas. And we're moving where the market is going. We're getting out ahead of it. The spending reductions that we achieved in the quarter that were described offset the gross margin declines that we experienced. So we're at least keeping pace with the gross margin declines by the spending reductions that we're achieving. And even with the loss and the restructuring, we did generate $6 million in cash from operations. Total cash came down after capital spending, but we did generate cash from operations.
That's it. Thank you for everyone for joining us this morning. Brad Allen and Jim Chiaffi will be available in their offices after 1 o'clock. The number to reach them at is 508-493-7182. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. You may all disconnect, and thank you for participating.